Today is November 22nd, 2010. This is Robert Lee Camp, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. And here we are, right on the cusp between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Two very different signs when you think about it. It's funny, I met a Scorpio who was born 2 days ago. And at a little soiree that was happening yesterday, and I started telling him about himself. He was a King of Hearts. And as I started to say how King of Hearts are so dominating over the home environment, he kind of got offensive, and then he kind of walked out of the room. It was so funny. My wife noticed it and said something. And I was like, well, you know, Scorpios just don't like to have their secrets revealed in public. And, of course, then you'd look at Sagittarians, and they're all about everything way out in the open. Everything just, like, say whatever's on your mind and let it all out. So it's very interesting making this shift. People born today, November 22nd, could be a Scorpio or a Sag. You're not going to know for sure unless you do an astrological chart, which would take into consideration the time and location of their birth. So keep that in mind. Even when I'm mentioning these celebrities that are born today, I really can't say for sure which are these people, the Scorpio or the Sagittarian version of the Jack of Hearts. This is a Jack of Hearts birthday, so that is consistent no matter what time of day you're born. And we have a lot of people born today. We have, let's see here, tennis player Boris Becker. We have Jamie Lee Curtis, Scarlett Johansson, and Marielle Hemingway, all born today. I never knew Scarlett was a Jack of Hearts. I wouldn't have picked her for that necessarily. We have actor Jamie Campbell Bower, who's from Twilight movies. Let's see, we have Jesse Colin Young of the Youngbloods. He's 69 years old today. Actor Robert Vaughn, the man from Uncle, was born today. He's 78 years old. And comedian director Terry Gilliam is 70 years old today. Happy birthday, everybody who happens to be born today or born close to today. Please feel free to call in tonight and ask about the year ahead. We're talking about an ancient system. The system is complex, and yet it's meant for everybody to use it. It's nothing, not at all like astrology in terms of complexity. The average person would not have enough interest in astrology to learn it. It's so complex. It can be an incredible science, but do you have the interest in it or not? And either you do or you don't. I recently attended an astrological conference, and I led a class there and met a bunch of great astrologers. And it was interesting for me to see what we all had in common in our natal charts that would have us all be astrologers, you know? And it was obvious. It was so apparent. Of course, we're astrologers and we know what to look for, but, you know, it was really interesting to see all these people that love astrology. And then you look at I got a chance to look at a lot of their charts and say, oh, well, there's why you love astrology so much. Very interesting. But you may not love astrology that much. You may not have those aspects. Your love may lie elsewhere, which I say most people's does. And astrology would just be too much work. It wouldn't be interesting enough for you to spend the time because it's very highly mathematical. You have to have a lot of mathematical mind, and you have to have sort of an intuitive, not a psychic, but an intuitive kind of bent to your thinking. But the cards of your destiny, this system is meant for everybody because anybody can learn it within 30 minutes. So you might hear me doing readings on the show here for people, and it may seem really amazing things I might tell people. Things I might know about them without them even telling me anything. But the truth is, you could learn to do this and do it just as well. And the average person can learn to do readings for themselves in about 30 minutes, 30 minutes to 60 minutes, with either one of my books, Cards of Your Destiny or Love Cards, and you'll be doing readings for yourself. And soon, be doing readings for friends, family, and maybe even having that move into a career. Now, I guess I've been doing this a long time, and I may be one of the best people around who can do readings at it, but still, anybody can get a valuable reading just by following the instructions in the book. So I encourage you to do so if you haven't. Just imagine having a book that you only need this one book for the entire rest of your life. It's going to help you understand what's going on in your life, month by month by month, year by year. New information right there at your fingertips. And understanding the people in your life, understanding why you're with who you're with. And our topic tonight is about relationships, and I'm excited about this topic. It's one that my best friend Joseph and I talk about a lot. I think because we're both Cancers, ruled by the moon, that Joseph and I spend a lot of time discussing the moon connection. And it's just amazing that we keep finding out more. We keep seeing more importance and more significance to the moon connection in relationships. So let me just start out by saying this is a connection that's found between people's cards. It's what we call a relationship connection. There's actually over 45 different relationship connections in the cards that can be found. This is the most number one important of all of them. But your relationship is not just about the moon connection. There's other connections that also have importance. But when there is a moon connection between you and somebody else, or more than one in many cases, it assumes the most importance of all the connections because of many reasons. And it gets a little bit complex in a way. We're not going to make this talk tonight complex, though. I just want to give you something about the moon connections that you can use and understand that can make a huge difference in your relationships. And it's a good topic because almost every relationship has moon connections. The moon connection is the connection that actually causes people. I see it as a source of why people connect in long-term committed ways. Now, of course, if you're born into a family, you didn't consciously choose the people you're with, or even unconsciously. It just kind of was given to you. But when you grow up as an adult, you'll find that most married couples have lots of moon connections. It creates great intimacy. It creates a sense of mutual belonging and rightness about being together. It causes two people involved to feel like they should be together. And in a long-term relationship, So the first thing, though, that I want to talk about is it's very important for you to know who's moon to who in your relationships. You really need to know that. You need to know who's the stronger, if there is one of you is stronger than the other, which one of you is stronger being the moon connection. The reason I mention that is because some couples have more than one moon connection. So you want to know, you might have three moon connections, and two of them, you might be moon to your partner, and one of them, they're moon to you. You need to get an assessment of who is the really strong leader in the relationship. Who's the major sun person? Now, having said that, there are relationships, and you should know this, that it's mutual. It really is. There are mutual relationships. So we're not talking about those tonight. We're talking about the ones where one person is the defined leader, and it's usually that way. I think more times than not, one person is the leader of the relationship. And you may not think it's you. You may think, not knowing your connections, you may think your partner is the leader, and actually you are, but you don't know it. This happens a lot. And this is one of the reasons I'm having this discussion tonight, because this happens so much. So you need to understand what if you have these moon connections with somebody or not. And if you do, who's the sun card and who's the moon card? Who is the one who is the leader? That's the sun person. I think a lot of people, they see the moon connection, they realize it's there, but they don't understand the power of it. They don't understand how important it is. For example, if you're a four of diamonds and you meet a five of diamonds person, the five is in front of the four, so the five is the sun and the four is the moon. That's true of any two cards that are right next to each other in natural order. That's called a spiritual spread moon connection. So seven of clubs to eight of clubs, or queen, king of clubs to the ace of diamonds would also be, because after king of clubs comes the ace of diamonds. Or king of diamonds to the ace of spades. As powerful as the king of diamonds is, it's moon to the ace of spades, and the ace of spades would be more powerful. Queen of hearts to king of hearts, ace of diamonds to two of diamonds. These are all moon connections, but there's also moon connections in the life spread, and those aren't so apparent. You have to know what they are. You have to know a little bit about them. Okay? So who I want to talk to here is everybody who's listening who is the sun card. So I'm talking to you if you're the sun person in this relationship, okay? What you may not know about the relationship is that everything about the relationship depends on you. The relationship basically is what you say it is. And if you don't have a vision for the relationship, and if you're not communicating that to your partner, and laying it out like, this is what I'm creating here, then you're not utilizing the relationship. You're not utilizing that connection. You're not taking advantage of what's there for you. And your partner who's moon to you is feeling not so safe around you or not so happy because you're not clear about where the two of you are going. The person who is the moon card has made an unconscious agreement to follow the sun person. The person has made an unconscious agreement to follow the sun person. And if the sun person is not taking charge and playing out a clear plan, the moon person will feel unsafe, unclear. And they'll feel like, well, I'm not sure if everybody want to hang out because this person's not going where they want to go. But if you're the sun person, even if this is with a friendship, I know somebody who has a friend, a best friend, who's a moon to them. And this person that I know, she complains a little bit about how her friend, is this way and that way. And I had to stop and say, you know, you need to be the one to decide what the boundaries are in this relationship and where you guys are going. And as soon as you lay that out, clearly everything will flow beautifully. Everything will flow beautifully. So if you're the sun person and you're not laying down the law, laying down the plan, laying out the roadmap, and being very specific and very clear, you're wasting one of the most valuable resources on the planet, which is having a person there ready to support you in where you're going and ready to help create it with you. Okay? It's as clear and as simple as that. Extremely important. Extremely important. And if you're the moon person in the relationship, I want to say something to you for a second. Make sure that you only give this gift of being somebody's moon to somebody that is going where you want to go, who can take you, who has a clear plan. Don't waste your time with somebody who's like got a broken rudder and they're going around in circles. Hook yourself up with somebody who's got a clear direction in their life. It's great to be somebody's moon card. It's great. And they should mutually appreciate you. They should give you tons of appreciation. So you'll listen now when I take guests tonight. If they have a relationship issue up for them, I will always ask them the birthdays. And I'm going to want to know right away who's moon to who. And I can tell right away when they're talking if the person that I'm talking to is taking advantage of the moon connection or not. I'm listening for that, you know. I'm determining who's moon to who, and I'm listening for, is this person, if they're sun person, I'm listening for, do they have a clear direction for the relationship? If they're the moon connection, moon person, I'm asking myself, is this person hooked up with somebody who's going somewhere they want to go? It's really, it sounds simple, and yet it's overlooked so much. That's why I wanted to emphasize it in this talk tonight. So all you sun people out there, even if you don't think you're in charge of the relationship, you are. Trust the cards about this and lay down a direction for your relationship and speak it clearly to your partner or your would-be partner and give them an opportunity to come with you. Don't demand it, but give them an opportunity and then see how things turn out. That's exactly how it all works. So I wish you well with that. And that concludes our topic tonight. We're going to take a break now. And I'm going to play a song. This is a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. This is actually it's not the entire song. It's just the middle part of the song because there's a long meditative om at the beginning and the end. But this is the middle part where things kind of pick up. It's called Krishna Hare Krishna, and I'll be right back after the song.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
It's funny, you know, listening to that, these really high-pitched bells that I used in the middle of that. And you notice that with digital sound, how MP3s, a lot of the clarity of that was lost in being translated so many times digitally. I'm always aware that when I hear those, the original recording, they sound really nice and crisp. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed Krishna Hare Krishna. Our lines are full. We're going to start out with our first caller tonight, who's from Delaware. His name is Joe. He's January 23rd, 1982. Are you there, Joe?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Oh, good.
So what's on your mind? What's on your mind this evening, Joe?
What's on my mind here? First, I want to say I'm fascinated by the system. I learned about it earlier this year, and I was hooked when I learned that my mother's birth card was the same as mine, and my father's birth card was my ruling card, so it kind of hooked me right in. So it's been fun ever since.
Everybody gets hooked in like by something like that. That's what I laugh. It's kind of funny. We all got hooked in something with something like that that we discovered right on, you know. So sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'd like to ask you, you said in your book, or you wrote, excuse me, in Cards of Your Destiny, that I'm about to turn 29 in a couple months here, and you said that we have a chance as Four of Diamonds to step off the struggle cycle, which that will be a huge, deep breath for me, by the way. It's always been a lifelong challenge. Is that because of the double sixes and also the five sixes in the Saturn spread from my fourth year of birth?
So let me just be clear with you first before I respond. Did I say that at age 29 this happens?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I think what I was referring to was the Saturn return, which is an astrological event. And it's particularly important for Four Diamonds because there's such a heavy Saturn thing going on for Four of Diamonds. You know, like they tend to, well, first of all, your Saturn card, you know, is the Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
In your life spread. And what you don't know is your birth card sits in the Saturn line in the spiritual spread. So Four of Diamonds is one of these cards that has Saturn in such a way that they tend to come into this lifetime believing that life is a struggle. So at age 29, you have Saturn returning to the place of your birth. It's like a rebirth year for your Saturn in your astrology. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity to rethink all that, to kind of like, can you lighten up from that, you know? And I think if I were a Four of Diamonds, I would really have a soul searching session with myself, and I would get some paper out, and I would try to get down to my list of core beliefs about life, you know. Core
that's
beliefs.
That's been happening
about
a lot lately. So,
you know, like writing them out so you can see them really clear. Like, you know, life is a bitch, and then you're dead. You know, that kind of belief, you know. no matter how hard I try, I'm always going to fail, or, you know, or it's always going to be hard, or, you know, something like this.
Right. So, well, my mother got caught up into that. So
she was a Four of Diamonds as well?
Yes, she was, or is, excuse me.
Oh, is, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything particular about age 29 except for the fact that that's the big Saturn return year. But I mean, you did notice in your 29 spread that you have a lot of sixes there. And that could mean, of course, coming into a deeper sense of what your true purpose is. You know, like Four Diamonds can get so caught up in the day to day that they don't have a bigger picture for themselves. You're fortunate that you're a Ten of Clubs ruling card, because that gives you a broader perspective, you know, than most
Four
Diamonds.
I identify with that big time.
Usually,
if anybody were to say and pick a card for me, they would probably see that first.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's not uncommon. So, I mean, it's an opportunity for you this coming year, if you haven't already, to find exactly what it is you came here to do and to get going doing it.
Perfect.
So, you know, just being open to it. This is not something that you can make happen, and you don't have to make it happen. All you have to do is just pay attention to what shows up in your life. That's all you're required to do to get the answer you're looking for. Just pay attention
to
what's
showing.
Yeah, relax. And, I mean, ask yourself, would it be okay with me, like with you, in other words, if my life was easier? Would that be okay?
I like that question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just would it be okay if, you know, like, and you, another way to, one more thing I just want to add, a good way to kind of test yourself is to see how you feel about people who everything comes easy to.
I've always been jealous. I know that.
Yeah, okay, well, there you have it. And there may be some anger there, like a judgment against them. You know what I mean? Which
yeah.
is means that's possibly why you would stop yourself. Well, if everything came easy to me, I'd be like them. See? Possibly. So give that some thought. I know you're super intelligent, so this is just food for thought.
Okay.
Joe, thanks for being my guest tonight. It's great talking to you.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
And going from the Four of Diamonds to the Five of Diamonds, our next guest is born April 16th, 1987. I think the name is Chase. Are you there?
Hi. I'm actually calling about my relationship with my boyfriend. See if that was a good connection. And how do you know if you have a moon connection?
Well, you look it up in the Love Cards book. It tells you. The Love Cards book tells you all your connections with every single card in the deck.
Okay.
What's your boyfriend's birthday?
His is June 24th of 1983.
June 24th. Okay, so he is, I guess, a Six of Clubs. Is that correct? Okay, and he's a Cancer, and so he's an eight of hearts. You don't have moon connections with him.
I hadn't figured it.
Yeah. But you do have a lot of Venus connections with him, which is good. You know. So in this particular case, there is no moon connection.
Okay.
How's that going for you, that relationship?
We're apart for a long time, and he's in Egypt right now.
Is he in the military or something, or?
No, he's in school over there, and it's been really difficult.
Ah, I see. Well, so you've been just waiting for him to come back, or what? Okay.
Trying to get my own life started and do things.
Okay, so
at the same time.
I think you know that you need to let go of this guy.
Why?
And I think you know that. I'm just telling you what I think. It's in your cards. Okay. Now you're very young. You know this, right? You don't have a lot of life experience yet, which is not bad or good, but it's just the way it is. But in the cards, this is a year meant for you to have a big change.
Uh-huh.
And one of the changes is for you, not the only change, because your whole life can change this year. It should. It should really have a dramatic change this year. But and you will be rewarded for this. Your life's going to be some important. You're in the three most important years of your life, or some of, not the most important, but it's in terms of the early part of your life, this year and the next 2 years, most important. Okay? So,
okay.
You know, and this year.
Why do you think that the relationship won't work?
I'm just telling you what I see in the cards, okay? I don't need to know anything about the relationship, except that he's gone and you're not together and you're still waiting for. But I don't think you're real happy about it. And I think, based on the cards, that it needs to end. Okay? Be really free for you if it did. You know, like a freedom.
Well,
you could start over again.
Yeah, but I'm in love with him.
Yeah, but he's not the only person you'll be in love with in this lifetime. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great night. And thanks for being my guest. Yeah, I mean, she was in a pinnacle year, had a nine of hearts long range, and she's in Saturn right now with an ace of spades. She didn't want to hear what I had to say. I understand that. I can understand that. But the pain will eventually have her let go. Okay, next up is another relationship question, I suppose. Jenny. Who's Janine. Born August 14th? Is that right, Jenny? Oh, Janine.
Janine. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Janine. Married a younger guy, did you?
Yes, I did. 3 years ago.
And who's the boss in this relationship?
Well, I guess maybe it's me.
Nope. Wrong answer.
Robert, when I spoke to you last 2 years ago, I kept notes. I can't find them now, but I just want to let you know you're right, which is why I'm calling back. I bought both of your books since then, and trying to learn the cards, the destiny readings in the cards of your destiny, but I already did a complete relationship worksheet for myself with my husband as well as
yeah.
with a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do know
mm-hmm. oh, cool,
that
cool,
looking
cool.
at my paper like that Nick and I are karma cards for each other in one.
Yeah, that's your first connection is karma cards. That's prominent.
And then we're moon in like 3 or 4. I am his moon in the spiritual spread, and
yes.
he is my moon in the spiritual spread, and I am his moon in the spiritual spread again. So it's 3 moon connections. We're Venus to each other in the spiritual spread, and we're karma cards in, where does it say, relationship connection, and where's the other one? And in, it just says KRMA on page 321, so I'm not sure which connection that is, but there's 2
okay,
cards
so,
and 3 moons, so we're good.
Let me just say that the most, are you there?
I'm here, hon.
Okay. The most important connection is the fact that you're moon to him. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, in this, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, how sometimes when there's a moon connection, it's prominent there, it's the most important thing. I don't see him being moon to you anywhere. Now, sometimes I do miss things, but I don't see it. I see...
Nick is my moon card in the spiritual spread, and it says Janine's personality card to Nick's personality card, and it says...
Oh, yeah, no, you don't use. We don't use personality cards. We don't use
those. I think that's what it stands for. It says PERS card, because I'm looking at my old worksheet.
Okay, well, I think... I'm not sure what you did, but I think... You got something a little incorrect, perhaps, because I don't see him being moon to you anywhere. Okay?
I can look for what it was though, because I got the book.
Well, let's just assume for the moment. Let's just assume for the moment that I'm right about this and that you're moon to him, but he's not moon to you. Okay, let's just take that assumption for a second and look at that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's true, and if it is, then the question is, does he have a direction for the relationship? Is he a person that's old enough to know what his life's direction is?
He knows that he wants to have a lot of money. He knows that he wants to be happy. Happy.
Well, yeah, well, we all kind of got that one going, don't you think?
Yeah.
that's not too unique. Or is that not very distinctive, let's put it that way. Okay, because we all kind of want that one, right? Mm-hmm. So... The interesting thing here is that you marry somebody who's younger, and normally when you marry somebody that much younger, and I'll tell the audience, I don't know if I'm sure I mentioned it, he's born September 1st, 1985, right? Mm-hmm. He's 25, you're 46. Typically when that happens, the older person is usually the more of the authority in the relationship. You know what I mean? And
that's
it's interesting.
I had to guess because I wouldn't say either of us really rules the other. We're pretty much on an even keel. Nobody tries to push the other.
Okay, so how's it working out for you?
Not good today, but it has been since I last spoke to you. Until a few days ago.
Well, okay. I mean, well, I don't know, but, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, this has elements that I think would have shown up sooner or later. Okay. Well, first of all, the karma card thing, it's very intense.
Yes.
It's very intense.
We're very much in love. 3 years later, we're still very, very, you know, it's very
okay.
connected.
Yeah, but Janine, you're a Leo, and you're always madly in love with something. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So I don't know about it. I'm talking to you and not him. He might have a slightly different story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in love. I know that. I've had Leo girlfriends before. I know kind of what you guys are like. You know, everything is so important and so dramatic.
Yes, it's true. We're very, very, very.
It's a three-ring circus. I kind of liked it for a while, you know. Anyway, the fact that he's so young, he probably does not. I mean, he might know some basic things about his life, but he hasn't found himself yet. So he's somebody that you would naturally follow, but he may not know where he's going. And I would say he probably doesn't know where he's going yet in his life. And so your whole relationship is a little bit unsteady, see? Because
okay.
he might decide one day, he might realize, oh, I really want to go. I found out where I really wanted to go. But it doesn't include you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that would be devastating, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But see, and it'll be harder for you, too, because you're his moon, not the other way around. And the moon person always, it's much more painful breakups for the moon person than for the sun person.
Mm.
Okay. But it's a beautiful connection, and I'm sure that you're enjoying, or you have enjoyed, the beauty of that connection with a man, you know, being moon to them and how intimate, how well it brings out the woman in you to be with a man who you're moon to.
It's a wonderful connection. It is.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely. I think though that in a certain way, I mean, there are no real mistakes, but you know, I don't think a person that young could really make a long-term commitment that could really be long-lasting almost, you know, if they haven't found themselves yet. I could be wrong about this, but I'm just saying, in general, it's a hard thing to do, you know. It's hard to expect somebody that young to know enough where you would be more like you've been around, you know what you like, what you don't like, you're clear about what's important to you, you're ready to go get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference that I see. And that could be a problem. That could be a problem. So we'll have to see. Now, I don't necessarily think you're going to break up.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Well, I mean,
me the last time, and he was actually gone. He moved in with his dad for 3 months because he had been in the hospital for a few days because he had an outburst. And
oh, is this the guy that was on drugs?
No.
Oh, okay, I was thinking of somebody else. Sorry.
But,
didn't mean to bring drugs into
it. Yeah, he left for 3 months. During that time is when I called you, and you were telling me, you know, you have to listen to him. And you said so many wonderful things, and I wrote it all down.
Yeah,
and
it was all because you were moon to him that I said those things.
Was it? Oh, okay. Well, it was great, everything you said. That's why I was so glad I took notes, because I was able to refer back, and I was like, wow,
uh-huh.
Now that I
yeah.
have a problem 2 years later, I'm thinking, gee, if I called you, your insights are going to be great. I'm going to write them down.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. I don't know.
Your Destiny book. I'm just not, you know, there yet. I only got it 3 days ago.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, again, you know, he may not really know exactly where he wants to go in his life yet. And, you know, sometimes when you're young like that, I mean, I have literally sabotaged at least a couple of relationships of mine. You know, I just sabotaged. I didn't know at the time. I just found something I didn't like about it, made a big stink about it, and made my partner so miserable they had to kick me out. And that way, I got out of the relationship, and I didn't have to be responsible for getting out of the relationship. You follow me?
Not exactly.
But I had some reason to get out of it, but I didn't know what it was. I wasn't aware of it.
Okay.
I wasn't aware that I just wanted to be somewhere else. And I was young, you know, I wanted to be somewhere else. I didn't really want to be in that relationship anymore, but I didn't have the maturity to just say that. I hadn't been around long enough to really know myself well enough to take responsibility for that. I'll go, oh, I'm just not happy here, and I need to, like, take responsibility and move on. See? Instead, okay. I just made my partner miserable until they kicked me out.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that was painful, and I learned later what I had done, and it took me a while, you know. But I don't know, you know. My suggestion is just ask him. Just ask him.
Ask him what?
Ask him what's going on. You know?
He thinks he's so out of love. Out of the blue.
He thinks he's so out of love? What's out of love
mean? That's what he said. He's been depressed for 3 weeks, you know. He kind of has no motivation, doesn't want to take a shower. He did take a shower, but, like, he was just kind of moping around for almost a month now and just feeling bad about everything, and he's bored, and he's just sitting, and he lost his job in the middle of July, so he doesn't feel good about that. And then on Thursday night, he just said, I think we should get a divorce because I don't love you. And
okay.
He just looked at me like,
okay.
You know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anger, and it wasn't, like, tears. Mm-hmm. It was just this. And I think that the depression has him, he's just not happy with anything. He says, I just need to be alone and never get married again because that
doesn't work. See, that's a really good example. And I can't spend too much more time with you, but I do want to say something about this, okay?
Okay.
If a man is a sun card, and he is, and he's responsible, and if he feels like he's not doing justice by you, he's not going to be happy. See? And he's not. It's not like he's blaming you for it. I don't think he's blaming you for it.
No, he said that.
But he's realizing that it just isn't working. He's trying, but it's just not working. Something doesn't feel right to him. See? And I don't know what it is. Maybe he doesn't know what it is either. You know, sometimes it takes a while to ferret out what the actual issue is. But he might need some space for sure.
Right.
He's
right.
Had space in the past. He sounds a little unpredictable to me, like you've already had incidents with him in the past, it sounds like.
Yeah, of 1 2 like, years ago.
Mm-hmm. Of him, like, kind of just disappearing.
Well, no, he got out of the hospital and was mad at me for him being in the hospital and was so mad that he decided he would live with his father until he could get past the anger, and then he came back home.
Well, you know, it sounds like he's got issues, lots of issues, and here you have married somebody who hasn't really figured himself out yet. And so he's going back and forth. I'm not forgiving him or making anything he does right or wrong. You understand? But uh-huh. This is the reality that you're dealing with. You're dealing with a person that you know, is unhappy a lot of the time or part of the time. And when they get unhappy, they don't know what to do with it. And they want to leave the relationship because they can't handle. You know, it's hard. You can't, like, be in a relationship when you're not feeling good. You just can't.
Right. But he's not feeling good with everything. It's not specifically.
Well, I know, but he might need a break from the relationship to get the energy together to handle the rest of it, see?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be open to that.
Well, I'm trying to be.
Well, you might have to be willing to let him go. I mean, you may have to let him go. He may come back, but you may have to let him go.
That's what he said. He said, remember that saying, if you love something, set it free? I said, yes, and if it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. He goes, please remember that.
Yeah, he sounds like he's thinking about leaving. That's what it sounds like.
No, he moved into his friend's house on Friday. He told
me,
I don't love
you. He's already out.
And he
okay.
left the next day. Yeah.
All right, so.
Not really funny, I'm just. It was like a bomb on my head because we've been getting along so well.
Okay, so I have one last thing to share with you, okay?
Please, thank you.
Just, I want you to take time. Not right now. I don't want your answer or anything about this, but I want you to think about everything that's transpired between you and him and how he's left and all this. And ask yourself if it might be at all connected with something you feel inside. A sense of uncertainty, okay, that you have about whether he was the right person or not. Like, ask yourself if you might have been the one or might have had a part in it by your own sense of not being 100% clear or that he was the right person for you. Follow me?
Oh, dear.
Just think about that. Because okay. Now, right now, you know, the story is it's pretty much all what he did. But what did you do? Like, what were you feeling? What was going on inside of you? I think it would be really, really helpful for you to take a close look at that.
Okay.
It could open up some huge areas of understanding. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for being my guest. I appreciate your courage and you sharing and just being yourself. It's great.
Thanks, Jeanine. Robert.
Thanks for being here. Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, a quick break. Have a little instrumental song here that I recorded called Journey. We'll come back and finish up with a couple more calls. That was Journey, a song I recorded. It's also on actually Bhakti Rock. It's a little instrumental guitar solo thing I put together. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, we're going to have time for a couple more calls. We'll see how it goes here. Next up, we have Savory. I think that's I'm saying it right. Is that right, Savory?
It's Savory.
Savory? Okay,
yes,
good.
Savory.
And July 14th, 1960, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, Savor.
Thank you.
You're a double ace.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time by yourself.
Yes. That is so true. Not by choice, not by choice.
Oh, yeah, completely by choice. Absolutely by choice. I hate to break it to you. Actually, I love to break it to you. I should be honest.
Well, I would love to find a companion, but that just doesn't seem to be in the cards, do it?
Well, it you know, you should first of all realize that I think that companions are nice, but nothing's ever going to be more important to you than your work.
Well, that hasn't been healthy either.
Well, what do you do?
Well, right now I'm working in the for the city of Houston Police.
Uh-huh.
So, and at a temp job at that.
I see.
Which could end tomorrow.
Well, you know, I don't think, it sounds to me like you haven't really found yourself yet.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. I think to a certain extent I have, because I would love to get an idea that I have put together out there in the market, but it all boils down to coming up with the money to have a marketing company put it together for me and put it out there.
And okay,
so,
well, maybe, okay, so let's look at that for a second. I'm looking at your cards, and your long-range card this year is a Two of Diamonds. And you also have a Two of Diamonds right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Two of Diamonds means in order to have this wish fulfilled, you need the cooperation of other people. Mm-hmm. You need other people to help you.
That's
okay?
True.
You need some business connections, some business deals. Another way of saying it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I first wrote my book, I thought it was a great book, and I wanted to get it out there, but I had to first find people that were willing to carry it in the stores.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had to go around to all the stores and say, hey, here's my book. It's really great. Would you mind carrying it? And that's what Two of Diamonds is. Two of Diamonds is making those connections with the right people who can mutually benefit from helping you. In other words, they'll benefit and you'll benefit at the same time. You see? So like the bookstores, if they sold my books, then they would make some money, right?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And I went around to a lot of stores and I gave talks to help promote the book, see? I didn't just leave it to them to do it. You follow what I'm saying? It was a mutual thing. We worked together on it. See? So Two of Diamonds is really interesting for you because it happens to be your first karma card as well. It's the thing that Ace of Diamonds have the hardest trouble with in their life sometimes. Often one of their most difficult things is learning how to enlist other people in doing it with them. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So here you are having the card that's of something that is typically one of your most challenging things to do, and it's for all the whole year, and yet you have to do it. You have to figure that out. See? Okay?
No.
So that is what's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was thinking the biggest thing is where to go to find the necessary people, the business people to do that with.
Okay.
And I know Houston is full of that, but.
Are you talking about people that can, like, maybe help you get started financially?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, okay, so have you ever had money in a savings account or a money market account or any kind of investment?
Yes, I did.
Have you?
I invested online in a I did a big investment. It's like $30,000, and I lost it. The SEC closed it down and lost all the money.
Okay. So do you know that if you go out right now and try to put your money into a safe investment, like, you know, in the bank or in a money market or even a CD, the most you're going to get is 1% interest.
Yeah.
In other words, there is nothing out there right now. So imagine if you had a plan that was a really good plan for a business that would be successful. You understand?
You have
a plan.
And I think you have one.
Okay, well, if it's a good plan, in other words, if it looks good, if it's been well thought out, there's people out there just looking for something to put their money in.
Well, I have a company that put together an idea for me, but they're looking for $12,000 to market it for me. And I do not have that kind of money, and the bank refuses to do it because I don't have any orders.
Listen, I'm telling you, you don't have to have the money, but you do have to have a really good plan to present to the right people.
Okay.
And the right people is not going to be the bank. Banks don't speculate.
That's
they
true.
Don't invest like that. And they're also bound by lots of rules, you know.
Yeah, especially now.
Yes, especially now. So we're not talking about a bank here. We're talking about private funds, private investors. So go out to the bookstore and get yourself a book on writing a proposal, a business proposal. Okay? And go figure out how to write a really great proposal and do all the research that it takes so that when you show that to somebody, they're like, I want to invest in that. See?
Okay.
That's the kind of proposal. It has to be that compelling when they read it. Like, oh, yeah. And they got to know, if I give you $10,000, how soon will it be paid off? And you got to prove that it could be paid off in that amount of time with interest.
Yeah.
And how much interest they're going to make. If you offered them 10%, they would be thrilled. When I went to publish my book the first time, I had to borrow money. I had to borrow $5,000 to print the book. I didn't have the $5,000. I taught a big class, and I put it out to the group. I said, I'm looking to borrow $10,000, $1,000 per person or more, if anybody's interested. I promise I'll pay this back within 2 years.
Okay?
I paid him off in 1 year. I did, but I promised to pay them in 2 years, and they made 25% interest.
Oh, that's pretty good.
They were very happy at the end of the year. They were very happy people.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a compelling business plan that shows them they're only interested in one thing. Guess what that is?
Money.
Making money.
Yeah.
And your business plan has to show them how they're going to make money. They don't care how you're going to make money. They want to know how they're going to make money.
Okay. Well, I know the idea is great, so it would be great.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got to put it out in a way that they can see the potential for themselves to make lots of money.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, they're not going to get it, and you're not going to get the money. Okay?
That's
simple
true.
As that.
That's true.
All right. Great to have you as a guest. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, Savor. Okay, we have time for one more quickie. This is Francine from Chicago. April 30th, 1961, Four of Clubs, Jack of Spades. Are you there, Francine? Maybe she's gone. Is there anybody there? Huh. I wonder if Seth
Carolyn.
Is. Oh, okay. Who are we speaking to?
Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn, how are you? And you're born May 20th, 1960, is that correct?
That's right.
And you live in Texas?
Yes.
What part of Texas?
Near Houston.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a queen of clubs. Tell me what's on your mind this evening.
Well, I'm interested in the relationship deal about the moon signs, and I have a friend who is a Jack of Diamonds.
What birthday?
August the 2nd, 1955.
Okay. And what do you want to know?
Well, apparently we're very compatible, according to your book, which is a 9. But I'm interested in the moon signs and about the sun.
Well, okay, he's moon to you. Okay.
That's what I thought. He's moon to me, so I'm the sun person.
But you're also moon to him. It's mutual, actually. Because you have a Ten of Diamonds karma card, which is moon to his Jack, and he has a Jack of Clubs karma card, which is moon to your queen. So it's actually mutual, and it's pretty equal. There is no set leader in this relationship.
Oh, okay.
So each of you will have to have leadership in different areas in your relationship. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you might be in charge of one area of life, and that's the way it's got to be your way. But he may have a part of your relationship that it's very important that he be completely the buck stops there with him. You follow me?
Yes.
So that can be really good. You know, it's Usually that kind of thing works itself out naturally as you spend time together. You figure out what those two things are.
Okay.
And are you guys married or what?
No, we're not married. We're just good friends at the moment. But there's obviously a strong connection. And
yeah. And you happen to have him this year as your result card for the year.
I do.
Yes. Well, your result card this year is the Jack of Diamonds. Did you miss that?
I missed that. How did I miss that? I missed that completely.
Well, that was worth the price of the call right there.
Absolutely.
So that's a pretty strong sign that you guys are going to end up together. You know, that's pretty strong.
Oh, really?
Yes, very strong.
Like, is that in my birth year then? That's
in your spreads for this year. Yes.
Gosh, well, mm-hmm. How on earth did I overlook that one, Robert? I don't know.
I don't know. But, you just were busy focusing on something else, I guess.
I guess I was. So you
were probably so worried about the moon connection, you didn't even look at your yearly spreads.
Yes.
So, you know, that's pretty good. I don't have his spreads up in front of me. You can look at those yourself, okay?
Okay.
And I've run out of time, so I'm going to have to go now.
Okay, that's fair enough. But thank you very much. Really.
Thanks, Carolyn. You have a great rest of your year. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, good night.
Bye.
And thank everybody for being here tonight, for sharing and for taking risks on the phone and calling in and just for listening. If you have any suggestions for the show, please email me, let me know. We'll see you here next week, same time. We're going to wrap it up so our next show can get started. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भार्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात्